A Sobering Story is a feature-length documentary about the opioid crisis in Thunder Bay. It's such a vast topic that we tried to make an educational piece with a very neutral journalistic integrity to kind of educate people as to what's going on here with the opioid crisis, from the toxic supply to people losing loved ones to the neuroscience behind the disease of addictions. The film does encompass as much as it can. It's very packed for an hour and 37 minutes. Just about everybody from any walk of life, any socioeconomic status, any race, any gender, has been touched by mental health and addiction. If it's something that's important to you, I would definitely come out and see the film. It addresses a lot of things. For example, in Thunder Bay, we had Mr. Rick Thompson from Thunder Bay District Health Unit handing out harm reduction supplies, naloxone kits, before our first screening. There was 150 people in there, and on the way into the film, 10 people took some harm reduction supplies. After they left the film, we gave out 32 harm reduction supplies after. So the film obviously has an impact. That's a very high percentage of people who took harm reduction supplies, 40 out of 150. So I think it has a little something for everybody, just to educate them a little bit on substance use, that it is a disorder and that it's not a choice. Education is power. The genesis of the film originated from the director and co-producer, Mr. Ryan Lavia. Ryan read an article in a local publication here called The Walleye about Carolyn Carl, who lost her daughter Dana due to the toxic drug supply in Thunder Bay. They just had their first child and had a second one on the way, and knowing that addiction doesn't discriminate against any socioeconomic class, he thought, you know what, this is something that could happen to me, this could happen to my family. And he approached me, and the rest of the team was assembled, and the documentary was born. The two of us essentially knew very little about substance use disorder before we started into this project, and now not only do we have a film about it, we do advocate here locally and abroad where we can for people as well. Before we set out with the documentary, Mr. Lavia's hope was to have people leave the theater with a sense of hope that more resources are being given out, that the issue is being given more attention, that help is on the way. And with my background in marketing, I kind of wanted the opposite, but still in a positive way, where there's a sense of fear that if we don't do more now, more people will die needlessly. I think we conveyed both of those messages through the film, and we did leave things fairly open. We respect our audience, that they're educated people, that they're intelligent people, and they'll leave the theater with their own conclusions. We didn't try to steer anybody in any particular direction with the film. I'm a filmmaker, and I'm not a doctor, social worker. I don't have any professional designations when it comes to this stuff, but we did sit down with a neuropsychiatrist, and they explained the neuroscience of addiction, that the brain changes in addiction, the chemical composition of the brain changes, the amount of endorphins and receptors changes. There's been PET scans shown that the brain changes in active addiction, and that was kind of the smoking gun for me, to say that people just can't quit. It is a chemical, physical change in the body. That was what I would say would be the thing that changed my mind the most about substance use. There are a lot of similarities between Fort Frances and Thunder Bay, being border towns, being on highways that you have to get through to get to other destinations. There's a lot of similarities between the two cities, and I don't think I have to make the argument that the opioid crisis is global. It's not a Thunder Bay thing. It's not a Fort Frances thing. It's not an Ontario thing. It's a global epidemic. After the film, there'll be a question and answer period with myself and Kyle Arnold. He's one of the gentlemen who's featured in the film. The film is free to the community. It's open. We are asking that people make donations. If you want to come out and support the community, educate yourself a little bit on substance use, and have an opportunity to ask someone with lived experience who's in recovery and someone who produced the film a couple questions, come on out to the theater and experience it firsthand. Tickets are available at www.asoberingstory.com. There's a list of screenings there. You can click. Again, tickets are free. We ask if you can make a small donation. That would be wonderful. And we look forward to seeing some people out at the Townsend Theater.